99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, let's get this out of the way real quick, all right?
Okay.
So, the warning alert, if you haven't watched The Bachelorette, season 17 of The Bachelorette is now over. Maybe that is news to you that was...
That is news to me.
Even on the air?
Okay.
But Bachelorette Katie Thurston, she did get... to the end, and who did she get engaged to?
You have made me the happiest woman alive.
Okay.
And in a world of change, I want to be your constant.
Yes.
I love you today, tomorrow, and forever.
And forever.
And I can't wait for our adventure to begin.
Yeah. You, I just honestly knew, and I know how great of a wife you're going to be. Mother, you're gonna be. I'm excited to support you and be there for you.
Okay.
Every day moving forward.
Who is this?
That being said.
What?
Oh. Katie Lane Thurston. Will you marry me?
Oh my gosh! A proposal! And she says yes! That was Blake, by the way. So,
oh, it's exciting.
Yeah, Blake and Katie. Oh, my gosh. I remember when they were just kids, seeing them grow up together and didn't think that their fairy tale whirlwind of a relationship would wind up on a reality show and them getting engaged in front of, thousands and thousands of people who are watching. But look at that. Here they are.
You're precious because you couldn't pick Katie out of a lineup. Nor Blake.
Nope, you're exactly right.
I literally forgot it was on.
All right, so there you go. Season 17 of The Bachelorette is now over.
Oh, but congrats.
Yeah, we hope the best for those two. Of course, that means that the new season of The Bachelor is just a few weeks away. So,
but wait a second. Wait. Did they have the After the Final Rose special, and are they still together? Because history has shown that's kind of where it starts to fall apart.
I mean, are you asking me like I know?
I am asking.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll search for that.
Please do. All right.
For about 5 minutes, though, I'm not sure if I'm going to give much more time to it.
Like I said, I wanted to get that happy news out of the way early. You know,
what we needed.
That's right. Kind of gets you off on that right foot, right?
Yes, love.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Starting next Friday, we're going to bring back Fitness Friday. So that's kind of cool. Bunch of exercise equipment, things like a spin bike or Garmin watches to win every Friday. Not this Friday, but beginning next Friday with Campbellsville University and Fitness Market. So we're going to be hooking you up all day. So that's pretty cool. Bringing that back there on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, feel-good stories. Do those every single hour throughout the morning. What are you working on, Kelly?
Delilah was a law student that was traveling in Europe, trying to get back home, realizes there are some extra baggage fees she wasn't counting on.
Are you talking about the radio host, Delilah?
No, not talking about her. I'm talking about a law student. You missed that part. The law student. Not Delilah.
I think we all remember her.
Delilah.
You know, I was on that show.
Were you really?
I was.
Did you call and request a song?
I was, when I was first starting off in radio, I was running the audio controls for her feed in Columbus, Ohio. You know, she was syndicated out of like Seattle or something.
Uh-huh.
And so while I was running her feed, I called her show. And I got on the air.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, requesting a song for my girlfriend, now wife, actually.
Oh, my gosh. What did you request? You remember?
No, they recommend when you call that show. Is it still on the air? I think it's still on the air.
Is it? I don't know.
They recommend the producers when you called in, they were like, you have a better chance of hearing yourself on the air if you don't request a song. And don't give any cities or landmarks or anything like that when you do. So it's like, you know, I met you at the Piggly Wiggly over there. No, you don't say
you
stuff like that.
Went against all those rules and you still got on the air. What a rebel.
Well, no, but I just talked about my girlfriend and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And then...
And we work at Grinders together and she's amazing.
And so then she played some... some song. I don't remember.
This is great.
Yeah, by Chicago.
Did you record it?
I did, and I don't remember. It's on a cassette tape. I don't even know if I could even find it.
If you can't.
Yeah, sorry. I got off on a tangent there, but your feel good is about another Delilah. Do this every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kay.
So when law student Delilah Cassidy was about to miss her flight due to additional baggage fees, something unexpected kind of happened. She was on her way home from Europe, was told that she needed to pay by credit card, not cash, to bring her carry-on luggage on the flight. But she'd been traveling internationally. Her cards were being declined. Her bank hadn't yet updated her location. She says, American Airlines told me, I'm going to have to miss the flight, head back to the ticket counter, pay down there. I'm pleading. I'm devastated. Long day of travel. This guy walks up and says, how much is it? They tell him $50. He says, I got it. She tried to turn him down, give him the cash, but he just said, pay it forward. And she was moved to tears, wanted to share it on social media, got a pic. Come to find out, the guy was Jermaine Gresham, NFL player for the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she was just like, wanted to share the kindness of a stranger that kind of, you know, really got her out of a jam.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, she had the money. She just didn't have a credit card that was working at the time. And he wouldn't even take the $50.
Oh, wow.
So he just said, nope, you know what? Go do something kind for someone else. So I love that when, you know, things like that happen and they want to try to start this kindness chain, which is kind of great. We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it.
Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what is one of those?
It's a don't do that. And you're living your life right. You're making good life choices.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this mom had the best of intentions. So if you can manage to make it through the day without hiring Bigfoot to sneak into your kid's birthday party, you're doing okay.
Was she thinking Bigfoot was going to be like a happy, fun character that would make the kids super excited, but instead had the opposite effect?
Yeah, this is the effect Mrs. Bigfoot, a Bigfoot wearing a blue skirt and a bow, had on the kid, the six-year-old birthday party.
Whoa.
Oh!
I mean,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Those don't sound like happy screams.
No. So she hired Mrs. Bigfoot, a.k.a. Cinnamon. And before you... This is not a stripping Bigfoot. This is a Bigfoot for hire.
So the costume is horrifying.
Yeah, so Bigfoot was just going to surprise the kids by peeking in the window at the party and then take pictures and stuff like that. Well, when Mrs. Bigfoot showed up, the kids were just horrified, as you know, evidenced by the screaming there that you just heard.
And the running and the crying.
Yeah, exactly. So then Mrs. Bigfoot was like, nope, I'm not done. I'm coming in. And so came in the house. Now, according to the mom, the kids warmed up to her a little.
I'm like, oh, this will be cute and fun. My kids didn't really have that reaction. I would just recommend it for a good time. Obviously, by the video, my kids thought so, too. They don't want her to come back, though.
Yeah. They eventually warmed up to Mrs. Bigfoot, and because Mrs. Bigfoot, you know, came with some balloons and wearing that blue tutu and a bow in her hair, so.
Yeah, no, it's a little, that costume needs work.
So, again, best of intentions there, and the poor six-year-olds are probably going to be terrified for the next several years.
Yeah, there may have to be a little bit of therapy to get over that.
Right.
I mean, if there's any kids that are afraid of monsters living in their closet, this is not going to help.
Not going to help at all, right. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without hiring Bigfoot to sneak into your kid's sixth birthday party.
Mrs. Bigfoot, a.k.a. Cinnamon.
Yeah, then you're doing okay. That is setting the bar.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
The pictures are really great.
Yeah, we'll tweet out the link to the story so you can see it. It's kind of funny, at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up here just after 7 o'clock, we're going to play another fun game. We played it a few weeks ago, and I finally have enough clips to play it again. Little kid or drunk adult?
It's way more difficult than what you think.
Yeah, so...
Well, maybe you understand how difficult it's going to be.
Yeah, so it's just awkward situations.
Uh-huh.
And then Kelly's going to guess whether they are the result of being a little kid or the result of being a drunk adult, okay?
I feel like I'm going to be bad at this game.
All right, well, we'll find out. Coming up after 7 here on 99.7 DJX. All right, little kid or drunk adult. Awkward situations that you found yourself in. And Kelly, you're going to guess whether or not they were the result of being a little kid. You know, because we all get into weird messes when we're little kids, right?
Uh-huh.
Or a drunk adult, because, well, we always get in little messes when we're drunk adults.
This is going to be so hard.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so first of all, we are just going to hear the situation to start, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I believe this is Aaron who, all right, Aaron, go ahead.
I had to go to the hospital for putting cheese up my nose.
Okay. Had to go to the hospital, cheese up her nose.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a little kid thing, but then...
We need an answer.
Okay, I'm going to go with little kid.
Little kid, is she right?
I was a drunk adult.
I knew I was getting bad at this game.
All right, let's hear the story.
I was trying to make my friends laugh by putting a ton of cheese in my nose. I put way too much up there. I thought I was dying, so my friends took me to the hospital.
Oh, no.
And turns out it was just a panic attack. So trust me when I say, be careful when you play with cheese.
Oh my gosh. She thought making her friends laugh by shoving cheese in her nose. Wow.
I mean, I'm kind of that friend where it's like, I'll do it for the bit and then have regrets later. So I get it.
Seriously? All right. But wow.
All right, you're 0 for 1. Crazy. All right, here we go. Little kid or drunk adult, Mike.
Well, I stopped my brother's wedding because I puked in the middle of his vows.
Puked in the middle of his vows.
That's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult, says Kelly. Mike?
I was a little kid.
Oh, what all a second. Right. Wow, that's all a big gap in age if the brother is getting married.
All right, let's hear it.
I was 8 years old, and I was secretly drinking some of the champagne, and I drank too much of it before the ceremony and puked like 3 minutes into the wedding. And the wedding was delayed for like 2 hours because of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. 2 hour delay.
I want to say that I got into some champagne when I was probably his age, probably around 8, 9, 10 years old at one of my aunt's weddings.
There's a lot going on at weddings. It's kind of hard to keep an eye on little Benny the entire time.
I know. And I wound up, I remember sleeping in the bathroom and yeah, that was, whew. All right. All right. So you're 0 for 2. Sorry, took me back.
Okay.
All right.
I'm 0 for 2.
Yes. Little kid or drunk adult. Steve, go ahead.
So, I cooked an entire box of lasagna, but never actually took it out of the box.
Okay.
That's a little kid, right? Because the little kid didn't know you're supposed to take it out of the box first, right?
All right. Right. Little kid or drunk adult.
Well, I was a little kid, and I had no idea how to cook, and I baked the cardboard and plastic go along with the lasagna.
Oh, gosh.
My parents were sleeping, but woke up when they smelled smoke coming from the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Bless his heart, though. Bless he was trying to cook dinner his for his heart. Fam.
All right. So do you want to do one more? Or?
Yes, I got one right. I'm on a streak.
All right, let's see if you can even it out. All right, one more in little kid or drunk adult where awkward situations, the result of being a little kid or a drunk adult. Molly.
So I pooped in my grandma's wig.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. She said I pooped in my grandma's wig.
Yep.
That has to be a little kid. Please tell me that's a little kid.
Little kid.
Who didn't know better.
Or drunk adult.
I was a little kid.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine if you were an adult and did that? I mean, you can't explain that away with enough alcohol. I mean, no.
Molly, explain.
My grandmother always had a bunch of wigs laying around, and I had a really bad case of the bubble guts. So I decided to crap in one of her wigs because I was too embarrassed to tell anyone I had to use the bathroom. I was 5 years old, so It made sense at the time.
Yeah, 5 years old, you know what?
Yeah.
Made sense.
You know what? Yeah, you throw that one away. Grandma, I don't know what happened to that look.
Grandma,
I'm not sure.
This wig is going to stick on your head.
Oh, God.
All right. By the way, if you want to share, you can always text us a voice note. That's the easiest way to do it, 502-571-9970. Or shoot it to us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. There you go.
I was half and half. It wasn't a great percentage, but at least I didn't lose at all of them.
Yeah, little kid or drunk adult here on 99.7 DJX. Every hour, right around this time, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
Shelly Davis lives in Coralville, Iowa, posted this video on TikTok last month. Showed her son Miles walking out to the mailbox. So Miles is 30. He has Down syndrome and checks the mail every single day.
Aww.
She said he just wants to get a letter instead of a bill and maybe a little money for his puppy.
Well, sure.
So he's got a support dog, needs surgery. So she was kind of hoping to raise some money for that surgery as well. There haven't been a lot of donations on the GoFundMe she set up, but Miles and his family have been inundated with letters and packages. Her original video was viewed like more than 440,000 times.
Oh, wow.
But then somebody else on TikTok who had a pretty big following shared her video. Now it's been viewed 5.1 million times.
Whoa!
Yeah, so he's getting hundreds and hundreds of packages a day. And I mean, she's even had to like go to the post office a couple of times a day to get everything from like the Netherlands, Ireland, Australia, the UK, Germany, Canada, expecting a package from South Africa soon.
Wow.
So yeah, he's living his best life now. And you know, they've gotten so much stuff. They've donated some of the items they've gotten from, to local organizations rather than keep it all because the response has just been, you know, completely overwhelming, but so cool. Needless to say, I think Miles is pretty happy about all the mail that he's getting now.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, how cool is that? We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so admittedly, Graham knows his wife is sweet but gullible. So, listen, when she gets the phone call about the fact that her place of employment is at risk of losing power...
Did you guys not have a plan for dealing with this?
I mean, obviously, she takes it seriously.
Uh-huh. But Robert Hassenpepper is on the phone.
And Robert Hassenpepper is a damn idiot. So, you know, sometimes things just go wrong when Robert's on the phone, so it's a phone.
I mean, he's sweet,
sure.
But he's also a fake person.
Yeah, and it's your phone tap coming up.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Graham wrote to us and said, how about doing one of your hilarious phone taps with my wife, Linda? She really is the sweetest thing in the world, but aww, can be a bit gullible.
Okay.
I play tricks on her all the time. I think you could really get her LOL. What do you think?
All right, so Robert Hassenpepper, you know, with the heat, that can put a strain on the power grid, right? So
sure.
Robert Hassenpepper needs to call and, well, basically have her turn off the lights at her work.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning. This is Linda.
Hi there, Linda. Robert Hassenpepper calling from the city's Public Works Department.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. The reason I'm calling is your office building there is among one of the biggest in the city, and numerous floors, some of the largest consumers of utilities in the area, water, gas, electricity, sewers. You get what I'm saying here, right, Linda?
No, not exactly.
Well, Linda, we're having quite the year. Hotter than expected weather, huge drain on our electrical grid, and so our city's biggest employers, like yours, are using too much electricity.
Oh, okay.
You know what that means, right?
No, not really.
Well, blackout. A blackout, Linda. Our city's headed for a blackout. No electricity.
Is that really possible?
I mean, it's possible. That's why we're reaching out to some of the city's bigger users of electricity to get them to reduce their use. Actually, that would be a great slogan I just thought of. Reduce your use. What do you say?
Did you guys not have a plan for dealing with this?
Well, Linda, between you and me, let's just say the government isn't great at planning for stuff like this, so not really.
Okay, so what is it you want?
Well, here's the thing. We want you to turn the lights off in all your offices there just for about 10 minutes.
All of them?
Then you turn them back on for 10, and that'll cut electricity consumption in half.
Aren't there big government buildings you could do this with?
Well, yeah, we already did that. I'm sitting here in the dark, you see, talking to you, Linda. And every 10 minutes, we make an announcement over the PA, and everybody turns the lights off for 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Really?
No. No, I'm just joshing. We're the government. We need to stay working with the lights on. My job is to get other places to reduce their consumption of electricity so we can keep the lights on over here.
Uh-huh. Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Oh, Linda, think of it as your civic duty. I'm looking at the power grid on my computer right now, and I'll be able to tell when you turn your lights off. Can you do it for me?
I should run this by my boss. I'm really just here to answer the phones.
Oh, I talked to him earlier. He's all right with it. Don't worry about it. We're just doing a quick test here.
The switch by my desk here turns off all the overhead lights in the whole office. There's like 40 people in their cubicles that'll lose their lights.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Just try that, and I'll watch the electrical grid over here and see what happens.
Okay. But I should let them know what's going on.
Hey, guys. Guys, I'm going to turn off the overhead lights for a minute, okay? Just bear with me. It's something for the city. Okay? Here it comes.
Okay, are they off?
Yep, and people are not happy here.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not seeing any change in the power grid here. Try blinking the lights on and off a couple times for me, will you?
Blink the lights?
Yeah, just a couple times.
Okay, here it goes. Guys, I'm just going to blink the lights a couple times here. Bear with me.
Still not seeing anything. That's strange.
Okay, these people are getting really annoyed that I'm blinking the lights. Isn't there a better way for us to do this?
Well, I suppose this isn't very efficient for me to call each business individually like this. Maybe I should make an announcement on the radio.
Yeah. Why don't you try that?
You know what? That's a great idea, Linda. I'll call 997DJX. You know them, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, they're the ones that do those phone taps and prank people with silly little calls like this one.
Wait. What? That's what this is? Oh, my God!
Linda! It's Ben Davis from 997DJX. You are so funny.
Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. Got it. I was just like sitting here blinking the lights. Oh, everyone here is staring at me. Sorry, guys. I was just pranked on the radio. I'm a freaking idiot.
No. You're not an idiot. Oh, my gosh. Graham set you up. And we appreciate, though, your willingness to help reduce consumption.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Oh, she's going to be employee of the month.
All right. Well, there's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX. I want to know, and go ahead and text us if you've got one you want to share. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Awkward first day of school situations you found yourself in. Ran across this Reddit thread, and I don't know, Kelly, if you can remember anything from your own life that was, you know, like the first day or first week of school that happened that you're kind of like stuck in your brain, but kind of be thinking about that. But yeah, for example, from Michelle, my freshman year of high school, had a girl who somehow enrolled in the same English class twice and had them one after another. She literally attended both for the entire first semester without saying a word.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's kind of funny.
That she let that go on for a while. The only thing that I can remember is my very first college class. Was like this huge lecture, right? Like big hall, lot of people. I woke up late for my first class of college and just like threw on clothes, didn't brush the hair, just ran to class. Like, you know, again, big lecture. It's not like they really they were never taking attendance. They didn't know if you were there or not.
You didn't know that.
It was my first college
right,
class.
Exactly.
I didn't know that. I just was just like walking, sweating, you know, just nothing but sleep on me. Yeah, it was not a great start to my college career in my mind. I mean, nobody else cared, but for me, it was like, you know, that sweat,
sure.
The sweats when you wake up late and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I can't believe I overslept.
Exactly.
Jake, I was in eighth grade. I just moved to a whole new school. I didn't know anyone. Also, I'm quiet and shy. The obnoxious, not funny class clown kid sits right behind me when he suddenly rips the loudest, juiciest fart to ever come out of a butt. Obviously, everyone looks up. He quickly points at me and just starts laughing.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Yep. I would never come back to school.
Yep. Obviously incredibly embarrassing for
I would never return because it's just his word against mine. And now you're the kid that ripped the juicy fart on the first day of school. Oh, that's not good.
Right. From Alexandra. First month of college consisted of me having a terrible sinus infection, the kind that makes your voice randomly drop or raise an octave because of the stuff in your throat. So
oh gosh.
I avoided talking. So I literally didn't make any friends.
Oh, oh no.
That's horrible.
That is bad. Oh, gosh.
This one from Bale. My first day of high school, I tripped up the stairs in the stairwell full of people I didn't know. I accidentally let out a really weird noise, something like, ooh. A group of guys behind me laughed and started imitating me for weeks.
Oh,
pretty embarrassing.
No.
Man, kids are jerks.
They are
such
really,
jerks.
Oh my gosh, at all ages.
Yeah, so.
Don't do that. Don't listen, if you see someone today, kids, or this week in your first day of school, and something like embarrassing happens, be a friend that makes them feel better about it. Don't make it worse by making fun of them. That's awful.
I bring these examples to you. So regardless of what happens today, it's an opportunity for you to look back and go, well, at least that didn't happen to me.
Yeah, so, or maybe someday I'll laugh about this when it's talked about on the radio.
There you go. Happy first day of school. 99.7 DJX. I think it's kind of funny all of the celebrities now that have an opinion on bathing. It all...
Kind of, it's a hot topic to debate.
It has been highly talked about here ever since Ashton and Mila were among the first to discuss their indifference to bathing, you know.
Yeah, they don't do it nearly as often, apparently, as you would assume
that
most people do.
Yeah, Ashton says, look, it's the armpits and the crotch. I do that daily, but everything else, just, you know. Let it go unless there's actual dirt. So then,
okay, visible dirt. Yes,
right.
And it's kind of the same philosophy with their kids, right?
Right. And so then Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell kind of have that casual approach now to showering. They're, you know, Kristen then admitting on The View recently, I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink.
Wow. Waiting for the stink.
Yep.
All right.
Now Jake Gyllenhaal said, you know what? Showering really isn't always in the cards for me. So, you know, more and more I find bathing to be less necessary.
What is up with these stinky people?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I just can't imagine. I just feel like a grime after, like, a day. You know, like, I'll wash my body every day, but, like, the hair every other day.
So then the opposite side of that, Jason Momoa... swears that he is not like those.
Yeah, no, I'm not starting any trends. I shower. Trust me, I'm Aquaman. I'm in water. Don't worry about it. I'm Hawaiian. We got salt water on me. We're good.
He's like
he's Aquaman. Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Right. I'm in the water. I'm in the water. Dwayne The Rock Johnson tweeted that he's the opposite of not washing themselves. Saled. He said he showers cold. When I roll out of bed to get my day rolling, shower warm after my workout before work, shower hot after I get home from work. So he's...
Wow, he's multiple showers a day.
I was going to say, I don't do the multiple showers a day, and I have gone on record here and said that, you know, sometimes I'll go an entire weekend without showering, but, you know, it is to whichever... So I was thinking, what celebrity, you know, that there have been so many different celebrities now that... have weighed in on whether or not they bathe every single day or not. What celebrity in your mind looks like they probably smell like B.O.?
Oh, maybe Jack Black. He doesn't necessarily look like completely polished every time I've seen him do an interview. Like, he doesn't really dress himself up every single time. And I just, you see him a lot in like kind of dirty t-shirts and like sweats and stuff.
Do you remember Katy Perry's, oh, I don't know if they were husband and wife, or Russell Brand?
That was her husband. Yeah. That was her first husband.
Yeah. Yeah. Russell Brand. I think he looks like he can probably have some BO.
Possibly. But there was like a story a long time ago that Brad Pitt did. Like, he didn't wear deodorant or something and didn't shower a lot. I feel like if you are breaking a sweat, then you probably need to shower.
Listen,
now, there were other people that think that that is your natural way to shower.
I was going to say, we had an intern who had that mentality of like, you know, my sweat is my body's own shower.
No, I don't think so. That just adds to your grime, that film.
You know what? Staying in the Russell category, I'm going to go ahead and throw Russell Crowe in there, too.
Okay, I can see that.
Russell Crowe looks like he could probably smell a little like B.O., right?
Yeah, maybe.
Gladiator.
Yeah.
That dude.
I feel like that. Now, Ryan Reynolds looks polished all the time. I feel as though he showers probably multiple times a day. That's what I'm thinking.
Does that change your image of him if he comes out and says, you know what, I only shower once every month?
It just depends. If he smells nice, you just the way that I imagine that he smells.
You're like, let me just smell your essence and I'll decide.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and sometimes I almost feel like you're wanting to tell on yourself when you send us these messages and you can't really tell anybody else around you, but you're still wanting an answer, even though you know it might be skirting the lines of decency.
I think this is one of those situations where I think he kind of knows the answer.
It says,
maybe he just needs to hear it out loud.
Yeah, it says, please help me. I work with a friend of mine. We're casual friends and coworkers and do a good job separating our friendship from our work relationship. Okay. Well, she's leaving our company in the next couple weeks. She's single. I'm married. At her going away lunch yesterday, she pulled me aside and said that since we will no longer have work to keep us apart, she was hoping to, quote, see a lot more of me now. I laughed. and said, you mean you want to see me a lot more, right? She looked me in the eye and said, no, I said it right. And then she turned around and walked off. So last night she sent me a text and said to pick a day next week and get together for drinks, just us. So am I walking into a situation that could get me into trouble?
Yes.
All right, and
sorry, we're not supposed segment, to answer yet.
Segment's
sorry.
Over. All right.
Sorry.
He says, I want to be nice and we're friends and I don't want to make her feel bad in her last couple weeks, but am I being too presumptuous into thinking she'll try and cross a line with me?
Yes. She's already kind of, you know, by pulling him aside saying, hey, you special.
Can I finish this?
Sorry. Sorry.
It's just a couple more sentences.
Okay.
Let the man finish his
message.
All right. He says, I think I can say no if things go too far and I do like her, but I need another opinion on it. Okay. Now, Kelly.
No, say bye-bye. It was one of those, she's a work friend. I feel like you are going to get yourself into trouble. At the very least, you'll be treading in boiling water if you attempt to continue a relationship, which will now require effort for you to see her. Like, you know, when you're working together,
yeah, if you're
she's just
together.
There.
Right.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of have a friendship, whatever, working relationship. But now you're going to have to go see her. And that, I think, is where your wife would be upset.
Like, why are you going to? She left, didn't she?
So
a lot of people chiming in on Facebook already. Samantha, lines were already crossed. Respect yourself and your wife above any friendship. And
absolutely.
I mean, there are people that are saying, look, you've already cheated. Austin says, I know you may not feel it, but the truth is once you start thinking or feeling any of these feelings, you are cheating. You need to stop and come clean about the situation if it's obviously weighing like this on your mind. Or you divorce your wife and pursue this person. But if you love your wife, then snap out of it. and realize you love her. Because
there were a lot of things thrown out there, like divorce your wife. And it's like, wow. Okay. So there is a lot. You know what? I don't know if I totally agree that he's cheating already.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's no,
yeah,
they haven't gone right on any dates outside of
but
seeing each other at work.
It's teetering. Kind of,
it is teetering.
It's teetering on a.
With inappropriateness.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if he's kind of letting her flirt and, you know, I don't know if he's necessarily shooting it down or if he's flirting back full on. We don't know that much about the relationship.
Right. I want to get to one more message, and then I want to hear what you have to say. 502-571-9970. Sherry says, I'm a tourist. I always bring my own hangers and leave them there. It seems there is always a shortage. Never noticed a spoon shortage. I think she's commenting on the wrong thread there.
Okay.
She commented on her post with that. Sherry, I think you got the wrong show. Look up whatever show's talking about spoons, all right?
Okay. Oh, my God. What riveting content. I got to find that show.
All right. Group therapy. He reached out, and I almost feel like he was asking for permission. Maybe he even knew the answer already before he reached out to us. But he's wanting to know if he's getting himself into trouble if he accepts this date for drinks with a female coworker who's leaving. He's married. She's single. He thinks he can say no if things go too far. But
he thinks he can say no. That's a line a lot of people have picked out.
Yep, diving into. Yeah, so
a lot of people have some pretty strong opinions on Facebook and text message. DM us and don't go.
No, not if strong opinions on Facebook.
If you're friends, then she knows you are married, and her asking you for drinks is highly inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And I bet she's gotten a hint from you that you'd like to pursue a relationship with her, even if you didn't mean to give her that hint.
Mm.
Don't walk into the lion's den. If she truly is your friend, you can politely decline. There will be no hard feelings.
Oh, the lion's den.
But Kimberly says, are you stupid? Try to cross a line? She already did. Give me your wife's name. I'm calling her.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, you know, a lot of times we turn to Andrew the Love Doctor. We don't know his real credentials, but, you know, he gives out advice.
He's our expert.
Yep, a lot of times. So what's your thought on this?
Hey, first off, Kelly Kay, my young apprentice, she is spot on with everything.
Thank you.
My young apprentice.
Foremost. Yeah. She's crossed the line already. She's crossed it already, period, the end. He's got to say, bye-bye, hug, bye, see ya. Nothing to do, no dinner, no drinks, no nothing. Unless he says, yeah, we can have a drink. Me and my wife will meet you.
Right.
Me and my wife will meet you for dinner. That's exactly how he phrases that to her. And that will snap her out of that very quickly, letting her know there's nothing that's going to happen. Second thing is, he's not cheated yet. I don't know where that person came up with that. That's crazy. As a human being, you're human. You're going to be attracted to other men, other women, if you're married, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. That's a normal human reaction. He's not cheated yet. If he acts, yes, that's cheating. Even in his mind, it's not really cheating, guys,
right. But
it's normal. But Kelly, oh my gosh, I you should have just let her do that clip, because she is spot on from beginning
Thank you.
To end.
Yeah.
Truly impressed.
I was going to say, Janet had commented and said, look, if you can't tell your wife that exact story, then you know you're wrong for even wanting to go. So
exactly.
Yes.
Right. His wife should be in the loop with everything that comes across his plate with this other woman. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, man.
Keep on loving.
I just love getting that validation from our expert, Andrew the Love Doctor. That's fantastic. Charisma's kind of saying the same thing. She picked out the line that a lot of people did. I think I can say no if it gets too far, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what she's talking about. Keep it just where it's at now. Don't meet her for drinks, lunch, or anything else. You were already wrong by giving her your number where you and her can text each other. You are married.
Well,
remember that.
Okay, so that, okay, being in a work environment, a lot of times you're going to have your coworkers' cell numbers. So I'm not
sure.
I'm not
but at
vilifying
this point,
for that. But
right.
Yes.
But at this point now, like if you didn't already have her number and now you do, now that she's leaving, that is bad.
Demetrius, it's like the Olivia Rodrigo song Traitor. You may not have cheated, but you've already betrayed.
Ooh.
Deep.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Well, yes. I get it. If you've been in a relationship for a long time, getting attention from someone else can be flattering.
Yeah.
But let it just be that.
I think we're all saying the same thing. And that is don't go. But you know what? Keep us updated and you
right.
know,
people have ignored our advice before.
I know, but like update us seriously. Like if you tell her that and say, hey, no, can't do it. Even if it's a boring exchange where it's like, she goes, okay. And that's it. You know, let us know. We'd like to know. But anyways, you
hey,
can
please say it just like that. She said, okay. She
said, can't do it. I'm not available now or never. And then,
okay.
All right. That's group therapy. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, National Spoil Your Dog Day. So I know there are hundreds of photos right now of your animals, your dogs specifically, on our Facebook page at 9970JX. So if you want to throw your dog up there, show him how he or she is spoiled, you can. And then you can see there are dogs on there. There are a lot of dogs that like to like lay on their back with their legs spread, just like,
of course, chilling. Both of my girls do that.
That is hysterical.
Yes. Poppy and Piper, yeah, yep. They live their best lives every single day doing that. They're just like, mama, rub my belly.
Mama. I'm hungry.
I love you, mama.
You know, daily, we always give you setting the bar stories. Kelly, what would that be like?
It's an example of what not to do. If you could just avoid the situation, then you can say, you know what? I am doing okay in my life.
You know, Kalen already got into trouble. He was already in a Los Angeles jail. All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a truck as you're walking out of jail, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, you're leaving the jail and you're stealing a truck?
You're like, well, I don't know where my rod is. Well, I guess I could just use this.
Police.
From ABC 7.
Police say he was literally walking out of the police department this morning when he saw an unoccupied delivery truck with its engine running.
That's an opportunity that right there, right? It's like there. It's an invitation. It's running.
You know, for a person like Kalen, how can you resist?
The man jumped in and took off. He was caught a few hours later. He is now being held on $25,000 bail.
Yeah, so...
Welp, that didn't last long.
It was a delivery truck, and the delivery truck has tracking devices, so not really hard to actually track down Kalen, but yeah.
But did he make any deliveries?
That's right.
I feel as though maybe that could have just been like a job audition.
I mean, I'm telling you, if I am waiting for the delivery, and Kalen has the delivery truck, and then, you know... Whatever, Amazon or whoever it is like, yeah, there was an issue with your delivery. It's going to be a minute. I'm going to be mad. I'm like, listen, dang
it. Yeah, that's a couple of not good life choices right there.
So, yeah, we already know maybe you're in trouble. Let's not get yourself into more trouble.
I don't think he learned his lesson when he was sitting in jail the first time. He didn't think about his life choices and think, you know what? I'm going to go down a different path.
No. Well,
he didn't think that.
Well, maybe he did. But as he's walking outside and he smells freedom and then he sees the running truck and he's like, well, giddy up. I guess we're saddling back up onto this horse. All right. That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy this morning. I don't think we told him what he wanted to hear.
But you know what? I feel like he knew what we were going to say. How could you not know what we were going to say? Honestly.
I mean, right? So, anyways, if you want to listen back to our conversation involving the blurring of lines between work friends and your wife.
Why were we not playing blurred lines during that whole thing?
I don't even know if we have it anymore. Yeah, I know.
That was the theme.
You can listen back at Ben and Kelly Show or WDJX.com. Click listen, and then you click on the group therapy, and then you can listen back to it there. But... that's about it. Do you have anything else?
Tonight, I'm going to be at Galen College of Nursing, their new campus, right off of Gene Snyder and Old Henry Road. I'll be out there for an open house. So if you've considered a career in nursing, come on out tonight between 4:30 and 6:30 because you can, like, you know, take a tour, meet the staff, talk about all the options and, you know, how quickly you could get your new career started. So I'll be out there with some cool swag and telling you all about it.
Cool. All right. Go visit Kelly, give her a fist bump, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.